Huskies Drive Time continuing here on this Tuesday morning here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The men's basketball team at 3-3 in the GLIAC now. A couple of big wins over the past week. They beat Ohio Dominican 62-59. Tiffin 74-56. Head coach Kevin Luke joins us. Happy New Year, Coach.
Happy New Year, boys. What's everything good?
Everything's good, and things are pretty good with the team. You know, I was very confident that this was going to turn around here, and I think, you know, you kind of hinted that things were probably going to come together, and I know it's still early in the new year, but a nice start to it.
We're undefeated this year.
That's right, exactly.
You know what, Dirk? It's still going to be a process. We're certainly not over the hump, but I feel good about how our guys have gotten some confidence, and they feel like they're doing the things that they're capable of doing. I think it's a process, and I think we still got a long way to go. I do like the direction that we're going. I saw a lot of things this past weekend that have given our staff an indication that, you know, we're headed in the right direction. And I like especially Saturday's game. We were down 6 with a couple minutes and battled back, and in the games prior to that, you know, we hadn't battled back and tried to hold our own. So it was really, really good that we came back from a deficit in one, and then played the way we did Sunday was excellent in sense of scoring and spreading the wealth. And Dylan Gordon took his game up another notch. And actually, to be honest with you, I think Brian Heath did too also.
Coach, in the in that game on Saturday against Ohio Dominican, you guys down 6, didn't look good. You know, you're coming off of 4 losses heading into the break. How did the team get gathered and get the plays, make the plays down the stretch there?
You know, that's a great question. I think it was just, I think it was some of the guys in huddle yelling, "Let's not let this one go. We've done enough of that." So, and that's what it takes for a team to realize, you know, just not the coaches saying what needs to be said, players understanding it, realizing it, talking it, spreading it, and you know the freshmen down the stretch made huge plays, and you know we got the W, and more importantly we got a little confidence, know that you can come back, because Ohio Dominican's guards are as good as anybody's in the league, so I feel good about that.
How about Dylan Gordon? You talked about him a little bit, but how much of it was maybe a little luck that some of those floaters went in, or is that something you see in practice every day?
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a floater guy, but he's one guy will let shoot floaters, and it, just because he knows how to. And other guys have practiced it, but not to the success that he's done. You know, I'm not saying this in a bad way. He's kind of had to do that as a 5'9", 5'10" guard. And he knew how to do that coming in, which was something that he practiced throughout his high school years. And you know, Dylan's really, really capable a capable player to play in this league. And I think Sunday he felt a lot more confident. And I'll tell you what, that burst of speed he put on going down the court that one time was pretty impressive. And you know, that's the kind of stuff we've talked about. Just be that kid. And I think he's got the confidence. Now the key will be with all of these kids, carry that over and try to sustain and have some consistency.
Is it a bit of a relief, Coach, to get to this new year, this stage of the schedule where, you know, all this holiday stuff is at least over for a while, and you get more on that routine thing going on?
I'll tell you what, that last week was really tough. The last 2 weekends was really tough because we had our game, you know, was shifted a day later at Wayne State, and that really, really crushed us as far as freshmen being on the road. Then we went through exams, played a good Parkside team. That was really, really tough because it was the first time these kids had ever gone through it, and not in the sense that a lot of the guys had exams before, but I'm saying this, having to play, having to practice, having to be that guy to be better. They have not gone through that yet, and that's some of the stuff that I'm realizing as the leader, that you know, it is tough, and like I said, patience will be a key for our program and the staff. But I really like the way they come out, and I'm glad that to be specific with your question, Dirk, I'm glad it's over because now we can concentrate on school and basketball, and then in your schedule's kind of much more. Much more defined, and you know exactly what has to happen.
Thursday night, we're at Lake Erie, a big game there, and then, of course, a huge couple of games with the men and women against Ashland. Yeah. Talk a little bit about these opponents.
You know what? Lake Erie has been a team that we've beaten all the time, and this year they're paying some people back because there's a lot of other people in that same situation. They've beaten Grand Valley at Grand Valley. They've played everybody to a couple possession game. They're really a lot better team. They have a bunch of shooters. They get up and down the court. They average 10 made threes a game, and that's got to be up there. And I haven't looked at the national stats, but I know they're up there in that category. And we've had a tough time playing down there, so we're going to have to go down there. We're going to have to trust our systems. We're going to have to trust each other. And then going, of course, Ashland's probably got one of the two, you know, besides Cooper from Hillsdale. Ashland's got the player of the year if it's not Cooper from Hillsdale. And, now that I want to think of his name, I can't.
Davis.
Davis, that's what it is. And we haven't seen him much of Ashland yet because we're worried about Lake Erie, but they really have a nice club. They beat us last time we were down there. I think it was it wasn't much, but they got a nice club. They're leading the South Division, and it's going to be a very, very difficult road trip. But that's why we like this—the challenge, the have to get after it type attitude, because that's what we need, and that's what's going to make it exciting.
All right, Coach. Well, game time for the men's is at 7:30 on Thursday evening, following the women's game at 5:30. That is against Lake Erie at Lake Erie. Wes will have the call for us, and then at Ashland on Saturday. There should be two great games there, 2-1 and 3. All of it can be heard here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Happy New Year again, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Happy New Year, boys. Looking forward to staying undefeated this year.
Sounds good. Kevin Luke here on Mix 93, head coach of the men's basketball team. We've got more Huskies Drive Time coming your way exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Weather brought to you by Superior Service.